Today's Amud for Chazara is Megillah Dalet Amud Beis. We're holding a Dalet Amud Aleph, four lines from the bottom. So we said in the Mishnah, that the Kfarim, so they go back to the Monday and Thursday that precedes the Dalet. Rabbi Chanina explained that the reason for this is that Chachamim Mekilu al Kfarim Lios Makdim Liyoy Maknisa. The reason why the Chachamim set up the system like this, that the Kfarim should go back to the Yoy Maknisa, is Kidei Sheyesapku Mayim Umazoyin Lachem Shebekrachin, is so that they should be available on Yedalid to provide water and food for their brothers, for the other fellow Jews that are inside the cities. It shouldn't be put in for them. They'll be able to work and provide food for everyone else in the cities. Says the Gemara, Lameimer, the Takanta, the Krachamave. You mean to tell me that this was all for the sake of the cities? But Nama, we learned that Chalios Pesheni, if Purim falls out, if Yidal falls out on Monday, Kfarim Vayaris Kedailis, Kfarim Vayayim. So both the villages and the cities, they read on that day, on that Monday. V'misa, now if the takana to go back to the Yom HaKnisa was for the cities, so even in such a year, the Kanu Yom HaKnisa, let's move the Kfarim back so that they should be available on Purim to provide food for the cities. Says the Gemara, no, that's not possible, because when Purim falls on a Monday, the previous Thursday is the 10th of Adar. Havlu Asara, it's the 10th, Vasara lo Tekinu Rabbanon. And we need to have Psukim to give us the heter, to give an extra date for Purim. We don't have a drasha that allows us to make the 10th of Adar a date for reading the Megillah. We only have for the 11th, 12th, and 13th. And then 14th and 15th, which are explicit in the Megillah. So rather, says the Gemara Tashima, we bring a raya that again, that it's not a takana for the cities. It says, Chalius Pichamishi, Kfar Vayar's Gedolus, Kfar Mabayim. It says, if Yidal falls out on a Thursday. So the cities and the villages, they read the Megillah on that day, on that Thursday. Vimisa, now if it's for the cities, Likan Muliyah Mekanisa, let the Kfar go back to the Monday before, the Chanasaru, it's the 11th, so it's not too early. Says the Gemara, no, because Miyah Mekanisa, Liyah Mekanisa, Loy Dachinan. It's a light plug. Since when Purim falls out on a Monday, we don't push them back to Thursday. So also when Purim falls out on a Thursday, we don't push them back to Monday. It's a light plug that we don't go from one Yom HaKnisa to another. Says the Gemara Tashma. Again, really, this takana is for the cities, but we're going to learn soon that Amar Yehuda, a Masai, when is it that the Kfarim go back to the Yom HaKnisa? It's only b'makom shenichnasim b'sheni b'chamishi. It's only, if anyways, that Kfar, they go into the cities on Mondays and Thursdays. Of a makom shenichnasim b'sheni b'chamishi. But if you have a Kfar that they don't go on Mondays and Thursdays into the cities, so in Kairin, they say Yalab is manu. So then there's no reason to give them this takana, and they're going to read Megillah on Yedalad, like always. Like the original takana, v'isa gudai takanta dekrachini. Now, if you're going to tell me that being makdim to the Yom HaKnisa is for the cities, mishum deim nichnasim b'sheni b'chamishi mafsidi lulu krachin, just because the kfarim, they're not going in on Mondays and Thursdays into the cities to the Bati Dinim to hear Kriyas HaTorah for whatever reason, so now the city should lose out. Really, this takana is for the kfarim. Ah, so how did Rabbi Chanina say that we push them off so that they should provide food for the cities? It sounds like it's a takana for the cities. So that's what the Gemara is explaining. He didn't mean to say that it's so that they should provide food. Rather, it's because they provide food. Al tzakaras hatayiv to the kfarim. Because they're always providing food for the cities, so therefore, we give them this kula, and when they're going in to the cities anyways, on Mondays and Thursdays, so we let them be makdim them to that day, to the Yom HaKnisa. Chalios, Ketzad, Chalios, B'Shein, and B'Shabbos, so Kfar Vayaris, Gedailos, Karim, B'Yayim. So the Mishnah, after it said, the Megillah Nikris, Yidal, Fibes, give me a Dal Tesvav, when it said it, it explained, how is that possible? And we went through the different days of the week. If it falls on a Monday, it's like this, Tuesday, it's like this, Wednesday, it's like this, we went through all the different days. Ask the Gemara, Maishna Reisha Dinaka Tzidura Diarcha, Umaishna Seifa Dinaka Tzidura Diayme. Why isn't it in the Reisha, we start off, the Megillah Nikris, Yidal, Fibes, Gimel, the days of the month, and then when we say Ketzad, we start talking about the days of the week, and we go in order of the days of the week. We say, if Yidal falls out on Monday, it's like this. Tuesday, it's like this. Wednesday, it's like this. Why don't we go in terms of orders of the days of the month? We should say, if Yidal falls out, that how do you have Yidal if it's when Purim falls out like this? How do you have Yidbeis? It's when like this. We should go through the days of the month like we did in the Reisha. Says the Gemara, no, I did the mesapchile, not katsidure diyayme. It would be too complicated, Rashi explains. If we would start going through the days of the month, so we'd have to say, how do you have it on Yudalef? If that's when Yudalef falls down on Sunday. How do you have Yudbeis? That's when Yudalef falls down on Wednesday or Shabbos. How do you have Yudgimel? That's when Yudalef falls down on Tuesday and Friday. That's very confusing. And Mishnayos, especially when they were used to be memorized, so the Tanna wanted to say it in the way that's most easily remembered, is therefore he went in order of the days of the week. We said that if Yudalef falls down on a Friday, so we send in the Mishnah, so then the Ayares and the Krachim, the walled cities, they read on that Friday, like it's scheduled to happen this year. And the Kfarim, they go back to the Yom HaKanisa, they go back to Thursday. So Masnisa Mani, who is the Tan of our Mishnah? Yirebi Yirab Yaisi. It's either Rebbe or Rebbe Yaisi. We know that they're both of this opinion that say that in such a year, both the Krachim and the Ayares, they read on Thursday. As opposed to other Tanayim, we're going to see soon, they hold that that's not the case. So my Rebbe, first, where do we see that this is Rebbe Shita? The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, and Chali Yisper of Shabbos, when Yudal was on Friday, so says the Tanikamu, Kfarim v'Ayares g'daylas makdim liyom makanisa. Both the Kfarim and the Ayares, they're makdim to the Yom HaKanisa, to Thursday. Umukavin chayma karim bei b'yom. Can't read the Megillah on Shabbos, so the walled cities, they're gonna go back and read Megillah on Friday. Rabbi Oimer, Rabbi says, Oimer ani that I say, lo yidchu Ayares mi mekayma. No, the cities, there's no reason to move them away. The cities and the walled cities, they're gonna read on that Friday, and just the villages, they're gonna go back to the Yom HaKanisa. So says the Gemara, my time with the Tanakamo. What's the reason for the Tanakamo that he says that in such a case, the cities, they're going to go back to the Yom HaKanisa with the Kfarim? Because the Pasuk says, B'chol Shana V'Shana, it says that we're going to keep Purim every year. So it's mashmud, it's all, every year is the same, as it's kept in the same type of way. So Ma'akol Shana V'Shana, Yari's Koidmos Mukafin. So just like every year. The cities, they read the Megillah before the walled cities. Afkana Yaris Kardmas the Mukafin. So too, we're gonna try to make it that the Ayaris are gonna read before the Mukafin. So since the Mukafin are going to Friday, we're gonna move the Ayaris to Thursday. Says the Gemara, Ve'ema b'chol shana v'shana, ma'chol shana v'shana, enidachin Ayaris b'mekayman, afkana yidchu Ayaris b'mekayman. While we make it consistent, and say that just like every year, the Yaris, they don't get moved away from their place. So too, when Yudal falls on a Friday, the Yaris don't get moved from their place. Says the Gemara, Shani Achad L'Yafshar. Here it's different, because it's L'Yafshar. It's not Efshar for them to stay put, because then it's going to be on the same day as the Krachim. And we need it to be that they're before the Krachim. V'Rebbe my time, huh? Why does Rebbe say that the Ayaris, they stay on Friday? Because, like we just asked on the Tanakamu, because the Pasuk says, B'chol Shana V'Shana, and we darsha from there, Ma'chol Shana V'Shana, Ein Ayaris Nidcha Mimekayman, Afkan Lo Yidcha Ayaris Mimekayman, just like the cities, they never move from their place, so to here, the Ayaris don't go to the Yom HaKanisa. V'Eima B'chol Shana V'Shana, Ma'chol Shana V'Shana, Ayaris Koidmais L'mukafin, Afkan Nami Ayaris Koidmais L'mukafin. Why doesn't Rebbe say like the Tanakamu, that we should try to ensure that the Ayaris are before the Mukafin? Shani Achad Lo Yafshar, there's nothing to do about it. And as much as we need to protect and make it that the Ayaris don't move from their place, so we can't do anything about the fact that now they're going to be on the same day as the Krachim. Now, my Rabbi Yaisi, where do we see that Rabbi Yaisi is also consistent with the Tana of our Mishnah? And that Rabbi Yaisi says that both the Ayaris and the walled cities read on Friday. The Tana we learned in the Braisa, that Chaliya is Per of Shabbos, when Purim, when Yudalet falls out on a Friday. So Mukafin, says the Tana Kama, that Mukafin Ukfarim Akdim Eliyoyim Akanisa, that the walled cities, they're going to go back to Thursday together with the Kfarim. Vayaris Gedailos Kurim Bayayim, and it's just the big cities that they're going to read on Friday. Rabbi Yaisi Aymer, no, Emukafin Kaidman Ayaris. You never have it that the walled cities are going to be before the large cities. Rather, both the cities and the walled cities, they're going to read on that Friday. My time with the Tanakama, what's the reason for the Tanakama? Dechsin b'chol shana v'shana. Ma'akol shana v'shana, Yaris bar ba'asar, was mana shalzeh, le'z mana shalzeh. First of all, every year, the Yaris are in Yudalit, and the Yaris read on a different day than the Krachim. So afkana, Yaris bar ba'asar, was mana shalzeh, le'z mana shalzeh. So too, when Yudalit falls out on Friday, so we're gonna make it that the Yaris, they read on their day, on Yudalit, on Friday. And also we're gonna make it that they have a different date than the Krachim. Being that the Krachim, Tesvav is on such a year is on Shabbos. They can't read Shabbos. They also now can't read Friday because we have to make it that they have different times. So therefore, the Krachim go back to Thursday. Says the Gemara, well, we make it that it's like every year that the walled cities don't read before the Ayaris. There's nothing to do about it. Now, my time with Rabbi Yossi, what's the reason for Rabbi Yossi that Itaka says that the Ayaris read together with the Mukafin on Friday? So he says, like we just asked, that Bechol Shana Veshana, Ma'akol Shana Veshana, Mukafin Kaidmin Layaris, Afkani, Mukafin Kaidmin Layaris. Just like every time, every year, the Mukafin don't read before the Ayaris. So too here, we're not going to send the Mukafin back to Thursday, because we can't have them before the Ayaris. We'll ask the Gemara, Ve'ema Bechol Shana Veshana, Ma'akol Shana Veshana, Zmana Shalzeh, Zmana Shalzeh, Afkan, Zmana Shalzeh, Zmana Shalzeh. We should make it that they have different times, just like every year, the Ayaris and the Mukafin have different times. So too, we should make it in this type of year that they have different times. Says the Gemara again, Shani Yachad Lo Yavshar, there's nothing to do about it. We can't have it, the Mukafin are going to be before the Ayaris. Says the Gemara now. We mentioned that the Shita of Rabbi is Rabbi argued on the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama in his Braisa said that the cities are going to go back to the Yom HaKanisa, that the Mukafin are going to read on Friday, and the cities are going to go back to Thursday. And Rabbi was chaylik. Rabbi said no, that the cities stay on Friday together with the Mukafin. Ask the Gemara, Vesava Rebbe, Ayaris Odechina Liyoy Maknisa, does Rebbe really hold that the cities don't go back to Thursday? But we learned in the Braisa, that Chaliyoyz Peshabbos, when Yudalit falls out on Shabbos, so this is really a different case than what we're really asking on. Before we were talking about Yudalit fell on an Erev Shabbos. So it's hard to know what the Havamin it was, but it says the Gemara, now we learned in the Braisa, when Yudalit falls out on Shabbos, so the Tanakhama says, Kfar Makdim Liyoy Maknisa, as they always do, they go back to the previous Thursday. Vayaris Gedayla is Karim Be'erev Shabbos. They can't read Shabbos, so they're going to go back to Friday. Mukafas Chayim Ulamachar. In the walled cities, they're going to read on Tesvav, like they always do on Sunday. Rabbi Oimer, Rabbi says, Oimer Ani, Hayal Venidchu Ayaris Bimekayman, Yidach Liyam Mekanisa. Once, since Yidal fell out on Shabbos, and anyways, the Ayaris are getting moved from their date, so you might as well send them back to Thursday and read together with the Kfarim. So you see that Rabbi holds that the Ayaris go back to the Yom HaKanisa. Says the Gemara, how could you even compare the two? Ha sam zmanam shabbosu. He over there in that case, meaning in this price that we just mentioned, their zman is on Shabbos. V'hayol nidindachu yidachu. So that's when Rebbe says that once anyways the Ayaris are getting pushed away, so we're going to push them away even more. Meaning normally we don't try to make them get pushed away. I guess that's the Havamina. That the Havamina is that you see that Rebbe is okay with pushing the Ayaris away from their place. No, but that's when we have to, because Yadal fell out on Shabbos. So then, since they're getting pushed away anyways, so we're going to move them even more. Once they're getting pushed away, we'll move them even more. It doesn't matter. But Vahachab over here, in our case, when Yadal falls out on Erev Shabbos, that's when Rabbi says not to move the Ayaris. Because man is Erev Shabbos, because there's man is Erev Shabbos, there's no reason to move them. So it's not that Rabbi has Ba'atzim a problem with moving the Ayaris. He just holds that if you don't have to, so then you don't. So in such a year, you don't have to, so then he says you don't move the Ayaris on their place. Says the Gemara, "Kaman Nazla Had Amr Reb Chalbay Amr Reb Huna." Who is the following member like? It says that Purim Shechalias Peshabbos Hakol Nidach in the Yom HaKnisa. Now, when Yudalit falls down on Shabbos, everybody goes back to the Yom HaKnisa. So, first, ask the Gemara, "Hakol Nidach in Zagadaitach?" Really, everybody's going to go back to Thursday. Vayikam Mukafin Da'avdi LeMachar. The walled cities, they're going to stay on Sunday. There's no reason to move them. Ella says the Gemara, Kol Nidcha Yidach Liyom HaKnisa. Everyone who's getting pushed away from their date is going to go back to Thursday. Meaning, the Yaris who can't read on that Shabbos, and they're getting pushed back, so they're going to go to Thursday. Who says that Yaris in such a year go back to Thursday? That's Keman Kerebi, as opposed to the Tanakhama, who said that in such a year, the Yaris they read on Friday.